You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. We are here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So people talk a lot about how to get more of what they want in life. And I saw an article from Todd Duncan recently. Todd and his wife, Deb Duncan, on his blog, he wrote a blog post on how to get more of everything you want. And he talked about the ER. And I thought that was it's interesting because it's harder, better, faster, stronger. This is how you achieve the ER.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And and there was a story there that hit home with you that they told in that blog post because you have a friend that it really describes well. So I'll let you talk about that part.
And I've even felt this way. So I'm right there. So let me just share this story. So basically, Kim is a wedding planner in the story, and she works 7 days a week. She's a wife. She's a mother of three. She has a child with Asperger's. She started to notice she's missing out on a lot of things. She's by going to meetings, events, paperwork, errands around the household, and all those obligations that she just constantly was on the go. And each of her kids had full schedules, you know, just like all of us. We got to get them to soccer practice, baseball practice, everything else. But she started to feel anxious and exhausted and constantly behind. She always felt like she just couldn't be there for everybody, everything. So Kim's story is one we hear way too often, and I'm there sometimes too. And you got to be careful because burnout, it's a sense of where you just feel overwhelmed, hopeless. Some of the symptoms vary from person to person, but they all signal the need for something more happiness, more wealth, more health. And the secret to gaining all three of these is the same. It's the ER. And so let's just describe what ER means. So,
yeah, because ER is an adjective that describes something you want more of in your life.
Right. So most people want to be wealthier, happier, and healthier.
The ER at the end. Wealthier, happier, healthier.
Right. And go ahead.
Well, what they don't realize is that the secret to getting more in your life rests in amplifying an ER that's already in your life.
Right. It doesn't have to be something new. It might be that you need to risk bolder, dream bigger, or connect closer to something that's already in your life.
Well, if you're a business owner or leader, it could be that you need to be clearer, franker, kinder, or steadier.
Right. And in your personal life, it may be time for you just to step out and be braver, stay committed and be stronger, or be vulnerable and be a bearer to those you love.
In the secret of ER is a decision to reject your old, acceptable ways of living and working that are creating unacceptable results.
Right. And nothing changes until something does change.
Right.
And so that's the story that I shared earlier. Kim basically learned one change can change everything.
Well, and for Kim, the true value of the changes you make through the ER are emotionally healing and not just financial or material gain.
Right. And the secret is a strategy for whole life happiness and fulfillment. And it can and should impact every area of your life, the spiritual, the relational, financial, physical, and mental.
Right. Those are all the ALs.
All the ALs, right.
So spiritual, relational, financial, physical, and mental.
Right.
All great areas to affect. So why do we get to a place of such lack in our lives in the first place? And really, there are four main reasons why people get to this place. And reason number one are bad tapes. Okay, these aren't bad cassette tapes because most of our cassette tapes probably are bad by now.
Yeah, probably.
These are the bad tapes that we play in our head. They become voices that we hear the most, negative beliefs that echo in our minds until we believe the ideas that say we'll never succeed.
Right.
Okay, what we say to ourselves is a predictor for how much ER we will get. So at a certain point, we must say enough's enough and become willing to change.
Right. And, you know, you may have, thinking back as a kid, you know, somebody maybe told you couldn't do something and that tape keeps rewinding and playing over and over. So the number two, the second reason, is clarity. Sometimes we lose our passion, our purpose becomes fuzzy. We become passive and we end up procrastinating any real change. And we just don't have a clear vision of where we want to go. We can't possibly get more out of what we want in life if we don't know. And that was Kim's problem. When she started as a wedding planner, she loved the idea, the time, the freedom it offered her, and enjoyed working all these events. But pretty soon, her schedule became more hectic after becoming a mom. She discovered she no longer had that same passion for her business. And Doug, you and I, we've had to eliminate some things in our life to get clearer.
Absolutely. And when we talk about the four reasons that create this lack in our lives, number three on the list is the lack of observation. Okay, Ben Franklin once said, "The eye of the master will do more than both of his hands." So when we don't stop to truly analyze what new efforts would drive our desired results, we end up getting stuck in a rut with unproductive action. Okay. Mm-hmm. We just throw brute force, time and money at a problem or some sort of goal without really thinking through and observing what specific changes would make that goal a reality or that problem go away.
Right. And number four, the fourth reason is absence of faith. Often we know what we should do, but we just don't apply the effort because fear takes over. And we feel a deep uncertainty about whether or not we'll be able to achieve it. And we just, that fear must be replaced with faith, just knowing that you can do it, which is partly defined as the assurance of things hoped for in order for new and proper action to occur. So, that is so true. And the good news is that no matter what got you in that rut, the way out is the same. Here are four critical questions that Doug and I, we really liked in this article, that you can actually ask yourself and apply to any situation, your goal, or a problem to unlock that abundance of ER in your life.
So in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about how to get more of everything you want. Mm-hmm. And these are going to be the four critical questions that you ask yourself to be able to accomplish whatever goal it is or whatever problem you want out of. So question number one is, what do I want and where do I want to go? Okay, so crank up your dreams. If you're not dreaming, you're declining. Okay, so your best days are ahead of you if you're clear on where you want to go. Mm-hmm. So you could have a dream board that can illustrate all the areas of your life that you want more ER in. Mm-hmm. Okay, you could do it in all kinds of different ways like that. So that you can help dream big.
Right. And number two, why don't I have what I want? So take off your rose-colored glasses. I'll give you a second. And decide what's unacceptable. Just get honest with yourself. Your unacceptable list is the most powerful list you can create.
When Todd Duncan always calls that your not-to-do list.
Right.
So instead of a to-do list, have a not-to-do list. These are all the things I will never, ever do.
Okay. And life will tend to give you what you want. What you can tolerate. If you're not willing to stop something, there's no value in beating yourself up with those negative results. So, in our story earlier with Kim, she was routinely missing dinners, baseball games, church with her family. Finally, she stepped back and drew that line in the sand and said, unacceptable. In doing so, she unlocked the opportunity for new behavior and new results just by making that conscious choice to draw that line.
Number three question is, how clear are my plans and when will I finish and when will I start?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So break it up, define your problem or the situation or goal and decide mandatory daily steps that once taken will move you in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then determine by when you'll get there. Has to be time sensitive. So here's the key. If you don't put a date on your dream, you won't have the discipline to drive to that destiny.
Right.
So every day without fail, do the next step.
Right. And now number four is, how is my progress? And do I feel a payoff coming? And Doug and I have both talked about the prices and payoffs in life. And most people are not willing to go and be uncomfortable or make that big trade-off to get the things they say are important. You pay the price, the pain is short term, the payoff can last a lifetime. So commit daily to whatever it takes to ensure your progress, small or big. Your rule of thumb should be, it's never a matter of if, only when it's going to happen. And so for Kim, this meant going back to school. She knew that to change her career, she would need more education. So she cut back a couple days of work. She committed to studying. By sacrificing her income for the short term, she invested in her long term. And come to find out, she unleashes the secret of the ER 6 years later. And she has a bachelor's degree in special education. She's now teaching. Her schedule is now along with her kids. And it's a win-win.
Well, definitely a win-win. And then, so once you've asked yourself these questions, it helps you get out of that rut. It helps you get out of the hole. And now once you have more ER in your life, the real secret is how to keep it.
Right.
So we all know how to start a new habit. But the hard part is staying consistent. So practice these strategies and your ER will grow by leaps and bounds. So the first strategy, dump and run. Okay? I love the way that's put, is get rid of the naysayers in your life. Okay, no more drag me downs. Surround yourself with winners, people who can cheer you on and push you forward. Okay, find support, find a coach, find a therapist, find a friend, manager, mentor, whomever it is, to get positive outcomes. Okay, we need to surround ourselves and immerse ourselves in deep vats of positivity.
Right, it's really true. It does help. Number two, hit Control-Alt-Delete. Don't let setbacks stop or discourage you. You know, the win might be small for you on the first day, but the past can set you free. Just reboot. Hit that Control-Alt-Delete button. And when I was at my best, ask that question, when was I at my best? Look to the past and ask, what made me great and how do I repeat that? Then don't take your eye off your progress. Know that any setback doesn't have to define the ER. It just refines it. It could make you struggle or feel like you're not accomplishing anything, but just keep going. It keeps you focused on your increasing positive results. You end up shifting gears. You pivot and recommit to a new course. And it's as often as necessary, and you will just keep your ER going.
Well, number three, when we're talking about these strategies to be able to keep your ER once you have it, number three is celebrate big time. So you need to be really, really, really proud of yourself. Saying I love myself has an enormous impact on our performance. Okay. So, and I actually have my coach told me to do this quite a few times, is to stare in the mirror, look at myself, and say, I love you. Okay. And say it 20 times a day. You do that for 30 days, and you're going to start to rewire your brain and how you feel about yourself.
All right. And next, the final stage is find your pigtails. This one kind of threw me a little bit.
What are your pigtails?
What are pigtails? So what happened was, what is your core reason for everything? There's got to be some motivation. There's power in having a mainspring from which you derive significant motivation. One of the clients of Todd Duncan discovered that the secret of ER, when his business was floundering, he applied the principles that they laid out for him, and his business performance increased 300% in 12 months. When he was asked how he stayed focused on such a plan, he simply said, pigtails. Then he held up his iPhone, and a picture on a screen was his 8-year-old redheaded daughter in pigtails. That was his motivation. So now the question is, what is yours?
So we are going to leave you with that, because when you think about how to find your ER, okay, how are you going to get better? Okay, how are you going to do each of those things to bring more of what you want into your life? Think about those steps. Okay, think about those and find the best you out there. Okay, so Tammy, coming up, we're going to be talking about how to make financial planning easy with a simple checklist. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.